This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Samir Paul, Kapoor holds high-level courtesy calls as part of his visit to Nepal. World marks Mother Earth Day amid rising climate and biodiversity crisis. Sikta Irrigation Project brings major agricultural transformation in Bagi District. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will extend Iran's ceasefire as status of peace talks remain unclear. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, Samir Paul Kapoor, held high-level courtesy call yesterday as part of his visit to Nepal. Kapoor held a courtesy meeting with Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Mwagli. During the meeting, both sides discussed ways to further strengthen Nepal-U.S. bilateral relations with a particular focus on expanding trade, investment and economic cooperation, according to finance officials. The discussions also centered on improving Nepal's investment climate, encouraging foreign direct investment, and enhancing cooperation in key sectors such as infrastructure, energy, and technology. Kapoor also met Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal and other senior officials as part of a series of high-level engagements. The Sikta Irrigation Project, one of Nepal's national pride projects, has made notable progress in expanding irrigation infrastructure in Bagi District, bringing long-awaited transformation to local agriculture. The project, which was developed to support large-scale irrigation in Western Tharai, has so far completed irrigation facilities covering 24,000 hectares of land. It draws water from the Rapti River through a dam and canal system with a total target of irrigating as much as 42,766 hectares of land. With the completion of major sections and the gradual expansion of canal networks, irrigation has now reached a substantial portion of farmland in the district. Officials say the improved water supply has shifted farming practices away from reliance on rainfall. As a result, farmers in Bagi have increasingly adopted a three-crop system, cultivating paddy during the monsoon, followed by potato or mustard, and spring maize. This has boosted agricultural productivity and household income. Agriculture authorities say the project has strengthened food security and encouraged commercial farming, with further expansion expected to enhance rural economic growth and farming resilience in the region. A cultural performance titled Voice of Spring, traveling across Inner Mongolia with songs, was staged at the Army Officers Club in Kathmandu on Tuesday, bringing traditional music and dance from China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region to Nepali audiences. The program was jointly organized by the Embassy of China in Nepal and the Department of Culture and Tourism of Inner Mongolia, with the aim of enhancing people-to-people exchanges and promoting mutual cultural understanding between Nepal and China. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chang Maoming, along with other dignitaries, welcomed guests at the venue. The audience included government officials, members of the diplomatic community, Buddhist monks, journalists, social workers, and school children, reflecting a diverse cross-section of society. Artists from Inner Mongolia presented a series of performances highlighting the region's rich cultural heritage. Featuring traditional songs and dance, the show drew on the themes of grassland life, harmony with natural and nomadic traditions, with performers dressed in distinctive ethnic costumes. The event is part of ongoing cultural diplomacy efforts aimed at strengthening Nepal-China relations through artistic exchange and direct public engagement. Over the years, such programs have become a regular feature of bilateral ties, serving as platforms to deepen cultural appreciation and foster closer connection between the peoples of the two countries. International Mother Earth Day is being observed across the world today with renewed calls for urgent collective action to protect the planet and ensure a sustainable future. Observed every year on the 22nd of April since 2009 following a United Nations resolution, the day highlights the need to restore ecological balance and strengthen environmental protection efforts at a global stage. The United Nations has warned that environmental degradation is accelerating at an alarming rate. Oceans are increasingly polluted with plastics and becoming more acidic, while extreme weather events such as heat waves, wildfires, floods, and landslides are affecting millions of people worldwide. According to UN estimates, nearly 10 million hectares of forest are lost every year, contributing significantly to biodiversity loss and climate instability. Environmental experts also caution that around 1 million species of plants and animals are currently at risk of extinction. Specialists say that climate change, deforestation, land use changes, intensive agriculture, livestock expansion, and illegal wildlife trade are among the key drivers accelerating ecological damage. These pressures are weakening ecosystems that naturally protect human populations from disease and environmental shocks. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will extend the ceasefire with Iran until talks between the two countries have progressed. The U.S. president said the blockade of Iranian ports will also continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. The status of the U.S.-Iran talks is unclear, as U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance did not depart for Islamabad as expected on Tuesday, while Iran has yet to officially respond to Trump's remarks. An advisor to Iran's parliamentary speaker said the ceasefire extension means nothing, calling it a ploy to buy time for a surprise strike. In Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, the arrangements remain in place for another round of talks, but hopes of a meeting this week appear for now to have faded. Meanwhile, China is lowering prices of petrol and diesel at the pump for the first time since the Iran war started to reflect changes in global oil markets. The commission, which acts as China's top economic planner, sets petrol prices every 10 working days based on international crude oil figures. Beijing has raised the maximum retail prices for petrol and diesel multiple times since the start of war, which has sent the value of oil soaring. Meanwhile, Britain will host military planners from over 30 countries for 2 days of talks starting today on a multinational mission led by the United Kingdom and France to protect navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Britain's Defence Ministry. The ministry said the meeting would advance detailed planning on reopening the strait when conditions allow, following progress at talks in Paris last week. Defence Minister John Healey said in a statement that the task today and tomorrow is to translate diplomatic consensus into a joint plan to safeguard freedom of navigation in the strait and support a lasting ceasefire. He said he was confident real progress could be made. The conference comes after British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron co-chaired international talks on the Strait of Hormuz in Paris on Friday that brought together 40 countries. Britain and France emphasized the force would be entirely defensive and only deployed once lasting peace in the region was agreed. The United States and Iran did not attend the talks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, Samir Paul Kapoor holds high-level courtesy calls as part of his visit to Nepal. World marks Mother Earth Day amid rising climate and biodiversity crisis. Sikta Irrigation Project brings major agricultural transformation in Baki. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will extend Iran's ceasefire as status of peace talks remain unclear. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.